We've all heard that classic scammer story, whether it be our grandparents asking to put in credit card details to win a free Kindle, or hanging up the phone before someone gives out their bank details to a fake phone provider. But what if I told you that modern-day scams are starting to look scarily legitimate, and younger folks are becoming the victim? They're getting scammed out of thousands of dollars, and here to talk a bit more about this new wave of scam is Professor of Cybersecurity Practice at Edith Cowan University, Paul Haskell-Dowland. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Very good morning, Taylor.
It's very concerning, this new wave of scam. How are they becoming more legitimate?
It is. Unfortunately, we're all used to seeing scam messages, but perhaps we've become accustomed to them being not very good. So a lot of the scams are fairly badly presented. The language that's used is often simplistic. It is not very well structured. There may be typographical errors, spelling mistakes, grammar errors, that kind of thing. And when they are accompanied by a website, or perhaps if it's an email, when you're seeing a formatted message that pretends to be your bank, for example, they've often not been very convincing. But we're definitely seeing improvements in all of these approaches. And it's not just in the language that's used in the message that you receive. If you then follow up by perhaps connecting to the website or by phoning the number or indeed accepting the call from the number that's coming through, the scripts that they're using in the call centers of scammers are becoming increasingly sophisticated and very, very realistic.
I know that I've definitely had to double take it. A couple of text messages or a couple of emails that I've received, they kind of look like zoomed out versions of a bank statement. Why are young people falling more victim more often now to these kinds of scams?
So I think there's firstly been a bit of a misconception that scams only affected the older generations. And whilst that may have been true for a while, the data over the last few years has shown that pretty much every age range is as susceptible to the kind of scams that we've been seeing up until now. But a lot of the younger users of the phones or those receiving the messages via email perhaps are a bit more familiar with the technology and perhaps a little bit more aware of some of the kinds of scams that have been going around, so haven't been as easily fooled by perhaps the less well put together approaches. But as we're seeing the use of better technologies to be able to design and implement the scam campaigns, and it's worth noting that this is a business, this is an industry, and it's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So the scammers are going to continue to invest in their technology. And that's extending to things like using AI. So when we've been talking about ChatGPT in recent weeks on the news, those same technologies can be used to design better and better scam campaigns. You can actually ask ChatGPT to write you a better scamming script to then use to defraud people out of their money.
I'm glad that you brought that up, because that is one of the biggest concerns, right, is the more and more that things like ChatGPT are used and utilised, the more it sort of learns from that and it informs these new scamming scripts. Is there a way to definitively tell, though, if something is going to be a scam or not?
So the usual sort of rules would apply that, first of all, if it's too good to be true, it almost certainly is. A lot of scams are playing on our susceptibility and desire to be better off, to inherit money, to receive extra payments from the government that we didn't think we were due. And so a lot of the scams still prey on our desire to enhance our lives or to receive more money. But a lot of them are also designed to really inflict fear into the recipient of the message. So threats of penalties and fines are techniques that are very regularly used. And the other category that we sometimes see is particular scam campaigns that are oriented around current events. So where we have very large increases in scam messages tend to be in the run-up to Christmas, and they tend to focus around postal delivery scams. But we've also seen scams around things like the Olympics, where it's a point-in-time event that has a lot of human interest. And of course, when we're dealing with disasters, So the current situation in Ukraine, and of course the issues that we're now facing in Turkey following the earthquakes, they're all going to be ripe for the scam artists to try and utilize those to tug at our heartstrings, to encourage us to donate or to visit a particular website to help with the cause.
Yes. Look, if you think that you're getting a ticket to the NFL Super Bowl, which is taking place in about 15 minutes, that one is probably too good to be true. We're catching up this morning with Professor of Cybersecurity Practice at Edith Cowan University, Paul Haskell-Dowland, joins you. I'm curious if you out there have come across a scam, if something's landed in your email inbox, or if you've received a phone call or a text message and you thought, this one is definitely pulling my leg. Let me know, 0405 921 921. Paul, do we know how much money is actually lost to scams each year?
It is a terrifying amount of money. So in 2021, from memory, it was around about $300 to $350 million was directly attributable to cases reported, particularly to ScamWatch, which is an organisation that collects data and deals with reports of scam incidents. And that almost doubled to more than $500 million last year. So we're talking very big numbers. But one of the big challenges of this particular kind of crime is that individuals often don't report it because they perceive it to be an embarrassment. So when you've been conned out of your money or doing some action that resulted in some kind of loss to you, there's often a feeling of shame attached to it. And one of the key messages that ScamWatch and many other organizations put out is that this happens to absolutely everybody. If you look at the stats, it covers all age groups, both genders, all genders, and it covers absolutely every type of person in every walk of life, every organization. No one really is immune to this particular kind of crime, and it's only getting better.
We'll leave it there for now, but if you have experienced something like this, the best thing to do is to report it. Let the ScamWatch folks know, the Australian government know too, so they can step in and hopefully save some other folks from falling victim to the scam. Paul Haskell-Dowland, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, my pleasure.